Hello everyone. So today we're going to talk about some movies, and I'm going to rate them on the best one to the worst one, 1 through 7. And a lot of these are really old movies, so you'll just see that and why I rated it what I rated it. But I'm going to go through the movie list really fast before I put them into rank. And for the first one, it's Rebel Without a Cause. And for the second one, it's The Breakfast Club. Third, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Fourth, Citizen Kane. Five, Casablanca. Six, Singing in the Rain. Seven, The Newsies. So, for my top rated one, I put The Breakfast Club. Now, this movie is a pretty old movie, but it is a super legendary movie. The movie has made it far with movie critics, and it's just still talked about to this day as almost like it's brand new, and it's not. It's actually pretty old. So, starting with The Breakfast Club, I liked quite a few things about it. I like the fact that it was a classic 80s. The characters were great in it. It was an emotional and impactful roles. Like, they played amazing roles. They really made you think. And then I really liked Bender in the movie, but I also really liked Claire, in my opinion. And that is just because of the fact that I really understood where she was coming from. All right, everybody. So this is Ashlyn here, and I'm just gonna give you guys a quick little review on some movies I've been watching lately. And a lot of these movies are older, but you will probably recognize the name just because they're super popular. And I basically rated them 1 through 7, talked about what I liked, what I disliked, and I just basically gave the movie a whole rationale. So, starting with the first movie is Rebel Without a Cause. This one is just a legendary movie. And The Breakfast Club, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Citizen Kane, Casablanca, Singing in the Rain, and The Newsies. So if you haven't heard of any one of these, I would strongly recommend the first one, which is The Breakfast Club, because that one's just my favorite of all time. So starting out with number one, which is my favorite movie of all time, of all the movies we watched, would be The Breakfast Club. And I like this because it was a classic 80s film. The characters are absolutely great. And I really loved learning about Claire and her backstory because I relate to that on a personal level. The emotional and impactful roles really made you think, made you understand where the characters were coming from, how the characters were feeling. And you can really relate to that on another level, you know what I mean? And then what I disliked about it was the downplay on Brian's attempted suicide. I really wasn't very thrilled with that. I really wish that they would have gone into more depth about that. Another thing I really didn't like about the movie was I didn't like the fact that the principal or teacher, Mr. Vernon, absolutely did not pay attention, because it is not like that in high school. Like, they are watching you like a hawk. Like, I get that he watched them here and there, but not like any other teacher would have, and he probably should have stayed in the same room, not gonna lie, because that's how they got away with what they got away, because let's be honest, nobody's gonna get away with smoking weed in the cafeteria, but okay. So the rationale for this movie would be, it's the best one. I connected with it the most. It made me really think about, you know, what the characters are going through, what the characters have went through, what they feel, what they think, what they talk about, why they are the way they are. And it really makes you think about who you go to school with every day and what they may be going through that nobody knows about. So for the second movie, I chose The Newsies. And with this movie, I loved the dancing. I think the dancing was absolutely amazing. It's just, I don't even know, legendary. It was just so good. And then the acting was pretty good for the most part. I mean, there was some cheesy acting, but really, it wasn't bad. The plot was really good. It was basically just about some poor newspaper boys who go out on a strike and learn that maybe, you know, they do have a voice if they all stick together and they do matter more than people make it seem like they do. but they really do. I disliked that it didn't go in depth on some characters. Like, it really didn't. Like, some of the parts, you really had to try and figure out why the characters were the way they were. And I like it whenever it gives you a reason as to why they are where they are. I like backstories. I like learning about stuff like that. I just always have. I don't know. And the acting was pretty cheesy for the most part. Like, I mean, it was good, but it was cheesy. It just really, you could really tell it was a play. You could just stop. So overall, the rationale in this movie was that it had a really good plot, and it made you understand life as a poor boy and the struggles that they went through, because it really explains the fact that they felt like they really had no voice. Like, they had to do whatever they were told to do, and I can't imagine not having a voice and having to do what I don't want to do like that, because, first of all, they had to work their butts off, and they should not have had to do that. I don't know, but times were different, things were different going on. Okay, so for number three, I chose Singing in the Rain. And with this one, there's amazing singing. I mean, the singing was great. Great acting and funny plot. So I really enjoyed this movie, not gonna lie. Like, I thought it was a really good movie. But there were some dislikes too. Like, Lena's voice is mad annoying. Like, I seriously wanted to punch her through the screen. Like, it was that bad. Like, it was so annoying. And she thought she was cute, and she wasn't, and it was just so annoying. The characters were really silly, I think. I really think Costco is the funniest. Like, he's just so funny, I don't even know. But I really hate Lena, not gonna lie. I really, really do. Okay, so overall, the rationale for this movie would be that it has a really good plot, and the singing and dancing is great. Like, there's really very few movies that can top this when it comes to dancing, just because of the fact that the actors were out there and they were good. It was great. So for number four, I chose Casablanca. And with this one, it makes you think. It has a great plot, great acting, and really funny scenes. Some of the parts I strongly dislike to this movie, though, because, like, there are parts of it that didn't make sense. Like, for instance, like, it starts out with this Rick guy. Everybody's so, you know, interested in this Rick guy, and it's like, why? And then you start to understand that he used to be in love, but still, I mean, why doesn't he? I don't know. I mean, I still have questions about the movie. Like, for instance, like, why is he the way he is? But I guess it could have something to do with the fact that he was in love with the girl. I don't know. It's just, I don't know about that movie, but I did not like the fact that it didn't go into Rick's backstory more than it did. I get that he fell in love with that girl, but, I mean, there's got to be more to it. Like, what happened after that? Like, before that? And I don't even know. The total rationale for this movie would be that it's one of those movies that you really have to pay attention to, or it's not going to make sense. So if you miss even the smallest part of this movie, it's probably not going to make sense. It's one of those where you cannot multitask while you watch this movie. You need to sit there and you need to watch it, because you are not going to understand it if you do not watch it. So for number five, I have The Perks of Being a Wallflower. So this movie, it was a modern day movie. There was a good backstory to it. I think it meant well. I think the acting was horrible. I think it really didn't make sense. Like, there was parts of the movie, it's like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense, but okay. And there were huge scene jumps. Like, one minute it would be somewhere else, and the next minute it'd be somewhere else. And we're just supposed to understand exactly why. And I just don't dig that in movies. I just don't. Okay, so for the total rationale for that movie, I said it's one of those movies you really have to understand and enjoy it. I think it's extremely overrated. It is not near as good as I thought it was going to be. It was just an ordinary movie to me. There's so many better movies, in my opinion. This isn't even... I mean, honestly, if there were only seven, I wouldn't even put this in the top seven. Like, it's that bad, but there's worse, so. For number six, I put Rebel Without a Cause, and with this movie, it makes you wonder. There's a great plot, and it's a really understanding movie. So, there's a lot of backstory behind this movie, and it starts to go into depth on that, but I think the acting is terrible. half the movie didn't even make sense, and once again, more scene jumps. I just thought this movie was absolutely dumb. Like, I thought it didn't make sense, it didn't add up, it just, I couldn't get into it. It's not one I can sit down and watch. It's one that, okay, I can have it playing in the background while I'm doing my nails or something, but I will not watch it. Like, it's not that interesting. I think the acting in this movie is probably what killed it so much. I think the acting was terrible. I think the plot, on the most part, was okay, but I think the plot could have been better. So, for number 7, the worst one. I chose Citizen Kane for number 7. With this one, I liked the speaking, the backstory, and it really makes you wonder, but that's not very much reliable. I disliked it a lot. Terrible acting. Terrible plot. And terrible climax. Like, come on. Like, this movie just wasn't interesting. Nothing about it was interesting. I just didn't like it. I did not like it at all. Like, who cares about this dude? Like, why do I want to sit down and watch a 2-hour film of people talking about this dude? Like, I really don't care. I'm not interested. I think it's so dumb. I think it is probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And I would not watch it again. The whole movie you're listening to people talk about playing, talk about Kane, and really, it's just whatever. But, alright, everybody, so those are my top rated movies, 1 through 7. Those are all the movies we recently watched. Starting with 1 was the best, The Breakfast Club, and ending with Citizen Kane. Alright, everybody, see you next time.